The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Friday, February 07th, 2025. Today, we're focusing on some significant developments in the Japanese economy and their implications on global markets.
That's right. Let's start with the Bank of Japan's latest move. The BOJ raised interest rates by 0.25% in late January, bringing the key interest rate to about 0.50%. This decision was driven by strong wage growth and positive economic indicators.
Yes, and according to BOJ Governor Kazuo Ueda, the economy and inflation are on track, with real interest rates remaining significantly negative. The bank also revised its inflation forecast upward, expecting core CPI to grow 2.4% in FY25 and 2.1% in the following year five.
The wage growth in Japan is particularly noteworthy. Nominal wages rose 4.8% in December, the fastest pace in nearly three decades, although real wages have been struggling to keep up with inflation. Despite this, Japanese companies are expected to raise wages by approximately 5% in 2025, matching last year's increases to 4%.
This strong wage growth supports the BOJ's hawkish stance, and we can expect further interest rate hikes to continue the normalization of monetary policy. The BOJ is aiming for an interest rate range of 1.0 to 2.5%, with expectations to reach at least 1.0% in the fiscal half starting in October 25 thrive.
These moves by the BOJ also have implications for the currency market. The Japanese yen has been strengthening due to the BOJ's hawkishness, especially in contrast to the Federal Reserve's easing expectations. This has led to high volatility in the USD-JPY pair.
In terms of market sentiment, the recent data has shifted risk appetite with increased appetite for the Japanese yen and caution for the US dollar. The USD-JPY pair is currently in a bearish trend with potential for further drops if the BOJ continues its rate hikes and the Fed maintains its easing bias too.
Before we move on to our next segment, it's important to note the upcoming high-impact economic events such as the US ADP report on private sector employment and the U.S. ISM Services PMI, which could significantly impact market sentiment and volatility.
Thanks for tuning in to this segment of the Money Mosaic. Stay with us for our upcoming portfolio update, where we'll delve into how these economic and monetary policy changes can affect your investment strategies.
Welcome to the Portfolio Update segment of the Money Mosaic. As of February 7th, 2025, the global economic and market landscape is being heavily influenced by several critical factors. Let's start with the escalating trade tensions between the United States and China.
That's right. The trade conflict has intensified, with the U.S. imposing a 10% tariff on Chinese imports, and China retaliating with tariffs on U.S. goods, including a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas, and a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and certain automobiles. These actions have raised concerns about a potential trade war and have already led to negative market reactions, such as the SE 100 declining by 0.5% and Brent crude oil prices falling below $75 per barrel 1-2-4.
In addition to trade tensions, corporate earnings reports have been significant, particularly with Alphabet Inc.'s disappointing fourth quarter earnings, which missed Wall Street expectations by $1 billion and led to a 7.3% drop in its share price. Advanced Micro Devices also faced a decline after missing revenue targets for its AI chip segment one.
Geopolitical developments are also playing a crucial role. President Trump's proposal to take control of the Gaza Strip and the ongoing trade negotiations with Canada and Mexico have added to the market volatility. The temporary pause on tariffs for Canada and Mexico might provide some relief, but the situation remains highly unpredictable. 2-4.
From a regional perspective, advanced economies are expected to see a slight acceleration in growth, while emerging markets and developing economies may experience a modest slowdown. The U.S. economy is anticipated to achieve a soft landing, but it faces headwinds from tariffs and immigration restrictions. Europe continues to be under pressure due to trade policy uncertainty and tariffs, and China is dealing with challenges from U.S. tariffs, a struggling property market, and deflation pressures.
Looking at sector trends, the energy sector is particularly vulnerable due to fluctuations in oil prices. Technology sectors are facing challenges from disappointing earnings and increased investments in areas like artificial intelligence. The healthcare and consumer defensive sectors, while generally more stable, are still influenced by broader economic conditions. One.
In terms of currency considerations, the portfolio's exposure to different currencies, such as the GBP and USD, introduces currency risk, especially for ETFs that are not hedged against currency fluctuations. Three.
Let's take a brief look at some of the ETFs in our portfolio. The iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF, ISF, has been impacted by the decline in the FTSE 100. The iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF, I500, is facing volatility due to the broader market conditions and specific misses in corporate earnings, such as Alphabet Inc. The iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF is closely tied to the performance of the energy sector, which is currently under pressure. 1-3.
Our portfolio composition shows significant geographic exposure to the UK, US, Europe, and Japan. Sector-wise, we have substantial allocations to energy, healthcare, financial services, and consumer defensive sectors. Given the current market conditions, it's crucial to regularly rebalance the portfolio and consider hedging currency risks and implementing stop-loss orders to protect against significant market downturns.
In conclusion, the current market environment is highly volatile, and investors need to be vigilant and adaptive. We recommend diversifying positions, monitoring key technical indicators, and adjusting the portfolio based on changes in market conditions.
That's all for today's portfolio update. Don't forget to tune in this evening for our Forex analysis, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with another update on your portfolio.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.